And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 15th of March, 2015. It was 50 years ago today, 1965, President Lyndon B. Johnson gave his speech to a joint session of Congress. It was on television. 70 million Americans watched it, in which he called for legislation to guarantee equal voting rights for all Americans. This was about a week after there had been a march. About 600 people out of Selma, Alabama, headed for the state capital of Montgomery, demanding voting rights. The march had been attacked by local and state law enforcement with clubs and tear gas. The event was known as Bloody Sunday. They were attacked on a bridge over the Alabama River, and images of it, of course, were on television. Martin Luther King Jr. then joined the march and led them back to the bridge, and Congress went to work on a new voting rights bill. In August of that year, 1965, the Voting Rights Act was signed by Lyndon B. Johnson. It's the birthday of the playwright and folklorist Isabella Augusta, Lady Gregory, born in Galway, Ireland, 1852, a friend of William Butler Yeats, and along with him, a co-founder of the Irish Literary Theater, which became the Abbey Theater, for which Lady Gregory wrote 19 plays and 7 works of translation. It's the birthday of the critic and biographer Richard Elman, born in Highland Park, Michigan, 1918, who published biographies of William Butler Yeats, James Joyce, and Oscar Wilde. Anthony Burgess called his biography of James Joyce the greatest literary biography of the century. Here's a poem for today by Katrina Vandenberg, entitled Consuming Desire. I'm not making this up. In Café Latte's wine bar, one of the lovely co-eds at the next table touched John on the arm as if I wasn't there and said, "Excuse me, sir, but what is that naughty little dessert?" And I knew from the way he glanced at the frothy neckline of her blouse, then immediately cast his eyes on his plate before giving a fatherly answer, he would have given up dessert 3 months for the chance to feed this one to her. I was stunned. John was hopeful, but the girl was hitting on his cake, though she told her friend until they left she did not want any. I wish she wanted something, my husband, his cake, both at once. I wish she left insisting upon the beauty of his hands, his curls, the sublimeness of strawberries and angel food. But she was precocious, and I fear adulthood is the discipline of being above desire, cultivated after years of learning what you want and where and how, after insisting that you will one day have it. I don't ever want to stop noticing a man like the one at the bar in his loosened tie reading the Star Tribune. I don't want to eat my cake with a baby spoon to force small bites, as women's magazines suggest. And you don't want to either, do you? You want a big piece of this world. You would love to have the whole thing. Consuming Desire, a poem by Katrina Vandenberg from her collection Atlas, published by Milkweed Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles and engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.